From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A U.S. federal appeals court is due to hear oral arguments Tuesday in the legal battle over President Trump's executive order suspending the country's refugee admissions program and banning entry to people from seven Muslim-majority nations. More than a dozen states submitted court filings against the ban, along with nearly 100 companies. Here now from White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
What we're discussing right now has nothing to do with the merits of the order. The law is very clear on this. The president has huge discretion to protect the safety of the American people and our nation's institutions with respect to who can come into this country. This is just purely on the injunction that the judge issued.
Spicer added that the travel ban will withstand the legal challenges in the long run. A brief filed by the Justice Department calls a federal judge's order suspending the ban an error and vastly overbroad. A number of companies have submitted court filings supporting the ban. Human rights groups, a number of U.S. lawmakers, several retired generals, and former ambassadors are expressing concern about President Trump's defense of Russian President Vladimir Putin. In a broadcast interview Sunday on Fox Network, Trump restated his respect for Putin, that is, after the host Bill O'Reilly challenged Trump, calling the Russian president a killer, in his words. Trump replied this way.
Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Trump has declined to say anything negative about Putin during his campaign, prompting some analysts to question the Russian leader's influence on the new president. And Afghan officials say a suicide bomb attack near the Supreme Court building in the capital, Kabul, has killed at least 12 people. Details of the incident are still coming in. We'll keep you abreast of the latest. This is VOA News. Rights group Amnesty International says the Syrian government has executed thousands of prisoners and buried their bodies in mass graves in what amounts to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Amnesty said the majority of victims were civilians believed to oppose President Bashar al-Assad's government. The report is based on interviews with more than 80 witnesses, including former guards. The Syrian government has denied previous reports of massacres documented by international rights groups. Syria's foreign ministry did not respond to a VOA request for comment. Israel's parliament has passed a new law on settlements Monday night to retroactively legalize 4,000 Jewish settlements on private Palestinian land in the West Bank, land Palestinians want for a future state. Michael Fishbach is a history professor at Randolph-Macon College in Virginia.
Essentially, we've had several decades of settlement construction based on the assumption that settlements built on privately owned Palestinian land were illegal, as stated by the Israeli Supreme Court. So this will be an interesting one to watch to see how Israeli courts now in the 21st century deal with this matter.
Opponents have called it de facto annexation of the West Bank and Israel before the International Court. Will land Israel, that is, before the International Court in The Hague. Israel's Attorney General called the law unconstitutional and said he will not defend it in court. Democrats remain in control of the U.S. Senate floor Tuesday as they staged a 24-hour protest against President Trump's Education Secretary nominee, Betsy DeVos. At least two Republicans have joined Democrats in opposing DeVos, a leading proponent in forcing public schools to compete with private ones for resources by allowing families to use public funding vouchers to send their children to schools of their choice. A split 50-50 Senate vote on DeVos is expected Tuesday. If that happens, Vice President Mike Pence would cast the tiebreaker to confirm DeVos, a development that would be unprecedented for a presidential cabinet nomination. Hundreds of Nigerians rallied in Lagos Monday, calling for change in government amidst a sputtering economy. The country has slipped into recession, with inflation driving prices higher. South Korean prosecutors are preparing to interview President Park Geun-hye this week over alleged involvement in a political scandal. Park was impeached by Parliament in December over allegations that she let her longtime confidant, Choi Soon-sil, interfere in state affairs and extort money from businesses. The Constitutional Court is deliberating about whether to formally unseat her. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.